Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Nun Ches. We left off on daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We are at Amar Rav Huna, about 7 lines before the end of the page. First thing we're going to discuss is 5 different shitos of how to tell if an animal is a treifa or not. The animal had some sort of incident that makes you believe that it might be a treifa. So different shitos in terms of what would be a raya that the animal is in fact not a treifa. Then we're going to get into a discussion of beitzas treifa. You have a chicken, let's say, that is a treifa and it lays eggs. So what do we assume the status of those eggs are? And that's going to get into the discussion of zevzegorim, when there are multiple causes for something, some of which are us causes, other that are mutter causes, and together they create something. So what do we assume the status of that product is? So that's what you have when a chicken lays an egg, and it's a result of the treifa mother and the kashra father. So what do we assume as far as the beitza is concerned? Then we're going to have that's going to involve a citation of the shita of a meimar, but then we're going to have another version of a meimar that assumes that a treifa is eina yolades and eina matalas beitzim, that a treifa is not able to lay any eggs or not able to have any offspring, and we're going to have to fit in all the Mishnayos and the Brises according to that version of a Meimar, that a treifa is simply incapable of doing any of those things. Then on the bottom of the daf, going over to Amud Beis, we're going to have the Mishnah that said that an animal that doesn't have any bones can't survive for 12 months. So the Gemara is going to discuss L'may Nafkamina, that it can't survive for 12 months. Where does that ever play a role in Halach? And then on Amud Beis, we're going to discuss what happens if an animal has extra limbs or extra stomachs. What does that do as far as the kashrus of the animal? And right before the Mishnah on Amud Beis, we're going to discuss the status of the notza, the feather that warms and protects the bird, both with regard to Hilchos Treifos, as well as with regard to pigul in Karbanos. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis, if we get to it today, we'll see, but the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to discuss illnesses that do not make an animal a treifa, illnesses that an animal might suffer, or events that an animal might go through that will not render the animal a treifa. So let us begin. We are on daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis Amar Rav Huna. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Simen l'treifa Shnei Masar Chodesh. If you want to tell if an animal is a treifa, keep it around for 12 months, see if it lives. If it survives for 12 months, then you know that it is not a treifa. So Meisve, they ask on Rav Huna, we have a brisa that tells us Simen l'treifa Kol She'ini Yol, that if an animal is able to give birth, then you know that it's not a treifa. Or Mishum Gamliel Omer, Mishbachas Va'olechas B'yadur Shikshera, Misnavna Va'olechas B'yadur Shitreifa. No, the way to tell if the animal became a treifa, look at its condition. If it improves, then you know that it's a kshera. But if the animal's condition deteriorates, then you know that it's a treifa. Rebbe Omer Simen L'treifa Shloshim Yom, that a simen for a suffix treifa is whether it survives for 30 days. But the Chum said to Rebbe, what are you talking about? Treifas could survive 2-3 years. So here you have 4 shitos in the Brisa about how to determine what's a treifa. None of them are shitos Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Yud Beis Chodesh, we had Eliolades, Mishpachas Va'alachas versus Misnavna Va'alachas, Shloshim Yom, Shtayim Shaloshanim. No one said 12 months. So says Gemara Tanaihi, that's because it's a machlokas Tanaim. Titania, because you have a Tosefta Mesechas Alos by Tumas Meis. The halacha is that if a skull is enough of a piece of a skull that it could keep the person alive, such a skull would be metame ba'ohel. But if the skull is missing enough that it wouldn't be able to keep a person alive, a person would be a treifa, missing that much of his skull, then it would not be metame ba'ohel. So in that context, the Tosefta tells us, u'bagulgolos sheish b'nek of echad aruch, if it has one long hole in it that together equals the size of a melon makdeach, of a drill hole, which is the amount that we assume is large enough that would make it that a person can no longer live with it and therefore would not be metame ba'ol. So it's not metame ba'ol. Afilu nekavim harbe mitstarfim l'melon makdeach. And even if it has a lot of small holes that all of them together equal the size of a malom makdeach, it's not going to be metame ba'ohel. Amr Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, Maisa ba'anbul, there was a story in a place called Anbul, ba'echot shenivchasa gulgalto, where someone's skull was missing, a significant piece, va'asulo hiduk shel karuya, and they took a piece of a gourd, of a dried out gourd, and they attached it where the skull was missing, v'chaya, and the person was able to have a refuah. So you see that even if the skull is missing, a malom makdeach, it's metame ba'ol, because the shear of a chisar and gulgal is not to be metame ba'ol, is the shear that if a living person were missing that, he would be a trefa and he would die. And we see that here's this person that was able to live, he was able to survive, even missing that piece of a skull. Amalot Rishim ben Elazar, Misham Raya, you're going to bring me a raya from there? Nah, that's a raya lehepech, because that maisa with that person, yimos hachama haya, it happened to have been during the summertime. And yeah, he lived through the summer. V'kivon shavra lav yimos hatzina miyad meis. But as soon as it became wintertime, he died because he was a treifa. So you see, Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds that you can't bring a raya that a person is able to live and is not a treifa unless you had an entire calendar year that passed by. Because different atmospheric conditions, different weather, will have a different effect on him. So you need a whole year. You need Shemas HaChodesh. So Rav Huna, well, holds that a simon treifa, Shemas HaChodesh, holds like the Tanna, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, say Nechinam. You have a brice that has four other shitos, but Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's shita is still 12 months, like Rav Huna said. Amar Ravach bar Yaakov halacha, treifa yoledes umishbachas. Now halacha is not like the Tanna Kama, the brice who said a treifa can't have babies, and also not like Rabbi Shimon ben Leon, the brice who said that a treifa's condition will never improve. The halacha is that a treifa's condition can improve, and a treifa is able to have babies. Now we move on to the eggs of a treifa bird. Amar Amemar, honey baby. Eggs that come from an oaf that is a trefa. Shichla kama, so the initial eggs that come out after the animal becomes a trefa, after the bird becomes a trefa, meaning the eggs that were already inside of it at the moment that it became a trefa, asira, those eggs are for sure going to be aser, because we're assuming ubar yerech imo. This is like an extension of the mother. It's a piece of the mother. The mother is a trefa, and therefore the eggs are trefos as well. Mikan ve'elach, but any eggs that come out subsequent to that, havle zev zegoreim umuter, they are caused both by the mother, which is a trefa, and by the father, who is not a trefa, and therefore they are mutter. Because the zevzagorim, we assume, is mutter, and therefore you're allowed to eat such eggs. Even though uber yarechimo and the mother is a trefa, it doesn't become a trefa if it's first created after the mother is a trefa. So that's so esve ravashi la memar. So ravashi challenges a memar. So important to remember, this is a memar. A memar is one that says that if the eggs are already inside the mother at the moment she becomes a trefa, those eggs are aser. But any eggs that come later are going to be mutter because it's zevzegorim, and zevzegorim is mutter. So Ravashi asks an amemer, how could you say that a beitza that's notzar after the tarnagolas becomes a trefa is mutter because the zachar plays a role in the yetziras habeitza as well? You know, there's a sugya in the Mishnah Maseches Temura. We have machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim by a vlad of a trefa, leaving out birds and eggs, an offspring of a trefa, where Rabbi Elazar holds that you're not allowed to be makriv a vlad of a trefa as a korban, and the Chachamim say you are allowed to. And the Braisa commenting on that Mishnah says, Bishavin bebeitzas trefa shasura, that even though there's this machlokes of Lazar and the Chachamim about a vlad of a trefa, everyone agrees that a beitza of a trefa is aser, Mnesha Gadla be'isser, because the Tarnagolas developed this beitza be'isser, well, it was a trefa. So Amema responds to Ravashi, no, hasam b'desafna me'ara. When I was matir, zevzagorim, I'm matir when it's zevzagorim. The case of that braisa where everyone says that a beitzas trefa's aser is where there is no father. It was safna me'ara, the tarnagolas that was a trefa, didn't become pregnant from a male tarnagol. It warmed itself on the ground, and that's how it was able to lay eggs. So the beitzah is purely a product of the mother, not a product of the father at all. So yes, in that case, there's no Everyone would agree that that egg is a problem. So ask the Gemara, look, if you needed to come up with a case where an egg is for sure going to be usher, where a Beit HaStreif is for sure going to be usher, why do you have to say there's no father? Why didn't Namemar just answer that we're talking about the eggs that come out that were already in the body of the animal at the time that it became a treifa, where we said that shichalakama is aser? So imkain gadla gamra mibayulei. Because if it was shichalakama, if it was the eggs that were in the animal at the time that it became a treifa, it should not have said gadla beiser, that these eggs grew beiser, but gamra beiser. They were completed beiser, because when they started, they were not beiser. It was only the completion of these eggs that happened beiser. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to discuss how a Meimar understands the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua. Again, the machlokas of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua was not about eggs. The machlokas of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua was about a vlad of a treifa behema. So I asked the Gemara, if a Meimar explains the brisa where Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua agree about eggs, that it's talking about safna me'ara, where there is no father in the picture, elahaditnan, that which the Mishnah says, vlad treifa, the actual offspring of a treifa behema. Rabbi Elazar Amar lo yikrav legabim mizbech, Rabbi Shua Amar yikrav, where Rabbi Elazar says, you're not allowed to bring on the mizbech, Rabbi Shua says, you are b'may kamiflgi. What is the nekudas hamachlokas? What, I mean, not the nekudas hamachlokas, what is the mitzius? What is the case of the machlokas? B'shenitrafa lubsof ibra. It must be a case where the animal, the mother was already a treifa, and then afterwards the mother became pregnant. So that way the vlad is a zev zegorim, and that's their machlokas. When the vlad is a zev zegorim, it is not only here as a result of its treifa mother, but also as a result of its kashra father. Does that is the father machshir the vlad? So Rabbi Elazar suffers zev zegorim aser. Rabbi Elazar holds no, it comes out of a treifa mother. It's aser. I don't care that there's a kashra father. Rabbi Shua suffers zev zegorim mutter. And Rabbi Shua holds Zev Zegorim is mutter, that since the father also plays a role in the Yetziras HaVlad, and the father is kosher, so it's going to be kosher. Well, Ihachi, if that's the case, if what they're really arguing about is Zev Zegorim, Ademifilgi L'Gavah, Lifgul L'Hedyot, why are they only arguing about whether you're allowed to bring that Vlad as a karban? Why don't you just argue whether you're allowed to eat that Vlad Stam, just as Basar Chulin, because it's if it's a treifa, it's not only not kosher as a karban, it's not kosher for anything. So it says, well, L'Diachah Kochad Rabbi Shua, no, we dafka want to highlight the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, where Rabbi Yeshua holds Zev Zegorim is mutter not only for a hedyot to eat, but it's even mutter for to bring as a karban. Meaning it doesn't even have any shemetz shel treifa. It has no indications that there's not even an isur d'rabbanan. The place he points out that we weren't even gozer an isur d'rabbanan when it comes to migdash. You know, am I lost to be migdash? No, it's absolutely fine according to Rabbi Yeshua. Says, well, okay, but v'lifel gula hedyot l'diachu kochet Rabbi Elazar, why don't we record this machlokas with regard to whether a regular person is allowed to eat it, and that way we'll be able to highlight just how strongly Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's aser. That filu lehedyo nami aser. That Rabbi Elazar holds that it's not only aser legavoa, which could have been an iser drabban, but even for a hedyot, Rabbi Eliezer is going to hold that it's aser. Why not highlight that? So says Gemara, because that's our rule. Kolach de'atera adifle. Whenever we have two ways where we can express a machlokas, and one way highlights how strongly the shita that is matir holds, and the other way can better express how strongly the shita that asers holds, we'd rather express it in a way that shows how strongly the shita that is matir holds. Because in general, it takes a much greater chiddush to be matir than it does to aser. Why does it take a much greater chiddush? So Rashi writes in Maseches Beitza, well, let's say we didn't know. Let's say the Tana was Masupuk. So what would he tell you? He would tell you to be Machmir. So Machmir is easy. Machmir, you would say, even if you had no confidence in your knowledge of the Psak, you would say Machmir. Because if you don't know, you'd say Machmir. So to be Koach Teira means that you're willing to say that something is Mutter. So that means that it requires a great deal of confidence to be able to say that something is mutter. That's the discussion that Tzlach has in Maseches Beitza. What if you're dealing with an Issur D'Rabbanan? So when you have a Savik D'Rabbanan, the default would be to go Lekula. So maybe we should say Koach D'Issura Adif. by an Isser Derabanan? Should we say something like that? Okay, so but for our purposes, Koach De'etera Adif, says the Gemara, and when the Brisa had said, Umodim Bebeitza Shrefa Shasura, that both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua agreed that the Beitza of a Shrefa is Asur, but the Safna Me'ara, that's talking about where there is no father in the picture, the Chad Gorim, where there is only one Gorim, there is no Zev is a Gorim, and that's why everyone's going to agree that it's Asur. The only Gorim is the Trefa mother. But in Achinami, if there was a father in the picture, it would be subject to the same machlokas, whether Zev is a Gorim is Asur or Zev is a Gorim is Mutter. There is a Reb Chaim over here. There aren't many Reb Chaims in this part of Maseches Chulin, but there is a Reb Chaim over here. I saw Rabbi Witkin yesterday. He said, you have to say over Reb Chaim tomorrow's daf. So he learned in Brisk. You know, this is very close to his heart. So we'll say over a little bit. Tosos raises the question that even though the Gemara and Ksuba stuff, Kufir Alpha and Beis Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda, that whether Choshish Lezera Av or not, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's a suffix whether it were Choshish Lezera Av, that's only with regard to Klayim that comes from two behemos, where each one is a heter in its own right, and the whole issue is what's the status of the Vlad? Is the Vlad the min of the father, or is the Vlad the min of the mother? But over here, where the father and the mother are the same min, it's just that the mother's usher and the father is mutter. Everyone would agree Zev Zagorim is Mutter. Right? Everyone would agree that we are Choshesh Lezera Av, that the father has the ability to be Matir. So Reb Chaim just explains the Kasha of Tosos in Hilchos Machlokes Sruos Per Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph, that there are two ways to explain it. He says, one is, according to the Chassad that we're Choshesh Lezera Av, why don't we say Zev Zagorim is Mutter if we're Choshesh Lezera Av? And the second is, according to the Tzad that we're not Choshesh Lezera Av, why do we say Zev Zagorim Mutter? The Zera Av has no role over here. So Tos asks, how can we paskin Zev Zagorim is Mutter and paskin that it's a suffix whether we're Choshesh Lezera Av? If it's a suffix whether we're Choshesh Lezera Av, the whole issue of Zev Zagorim should be about the same issue of Choshesh Lezera Av. Choshesh Lezera Av means, does the father contribute anything over here? So if the father contributes something, then it's a Zev Zagorim. If the father doesn't contribute anything, then it's not a Zev Zagorim. So Reb Chaim suggests that the din of Kalayotzi Min HaAsur Asur, of that which comes out of something that's Asur, is itself Asur, could be explained in two ways. One is, as far as a Min Tameh, that's Yolad Min Tahar. Let's say you have a non-kosher animal, and it gives birth, and the baby looks like a kosher animal. Halach is, it's Asur Ba'achila. A para is born from a chamora. The chamora is not kosher. It gives birth to a baby para. Baby para is not kosher. Why? Because it came from a non-kosher mother. That, the Reb Chaim writes, the isser of the para is because of itself, meaning that its mother gave it a shem tamei, and therefore it's asr machmas atzmo. But a beitzas trefa is not asr because it is a trefa, it's asr because it is a yotzei midavara asr. When a para is born from a chamora, so the para is itself not kosher. When the beitza comes from a trefa, it's because it is a yotzei min a trefa. And he also writes that the din that were choshesh lezera av is the legabe kvias hamin. The Gemara says the Gemara has it in four separate dinim, all about establishing the min of the behema. So he says, now I understand very well. Zev zegari mutter is said legabe the din of yotzi min aser, where the isser is not machmas atzmo. The isser is because it came from something that's aser. So a goreim heter is going to be enough to be matirit, because it's not about what it is, it's about where it came from. So if it came from not only a gorim of Isser, but also a gorim of Heter, that's going to be good enough. But Choshen Lezera Av has nothing to do with that. Choshen Lezera Av is about what you are, what is this, not where did it come from. What is it, being Koveya the Min? Zev Zagorim is not going to help as far as that's concerned, because the Isser of Atara, Yotzei, from a Tameh, is an Isser Atzmi. It's not an Isser of Yotzim in a Tameh. So Gorim Heter is not going to help. Okay, it's hard to say over Reb Chaim's in 3 minutes, but hopefully that satisfied the requirement over here. Okay, so we had mentioned the Shita of Amemar, that there's a difference between the eggs that were already in the chicken at the time that it became a Trefa. Those eggs are going to be Aser, and the eggs that came later on, where those eggs are Zev Zagorim, come from a combination of the male and the female, and therefore they are Mutter. Rav Acha savor like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha holds like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who holds that a treifa is yoledes, and therefore masal and demeimar kada amaran. And therefore, he was able to learn the sugya the way we've learned it until this point. That a meimar was able to talk about an animal that became a treifa, a bird that became a treifa, and then subsequent to becoming a treifa was matil beitzim, had eggs. How does that happen? Because a treifa is yoledes, it's able to happen. But Ravina lo savor like the Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Ravina does not hold of Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Ravina holds that a treifa is eni yoledes. A treifa is not able to be matil beitzim. So masal d'meimar b'haylishna. So he has to have a different version of amemar. Amemar can't start talking about a bird that's a treifa that's laying eggs after becoming a treifa if it's impossible. If a bird that's a treifa is not able to be matil beitzim. So he has it a little bit differently. That amar amemar hani beidis safek treifa. If you have eggs that came out of an animal that's a safek treifa, meaning the animal went through some sort of episode where you think it might be a treifa. There were already eggs inside of that animal at that time. And then those eggs came out. And you don't know, are these eggs of a treifa or not? How do you tell? Dishichalakama. So those first eggs that come out, those eggs that were there at the time that the bird became a treifa, mashina luhu. Keep them around for a while. Ihadra v'tana, and see what happens with this bird. If the bird lays more eggs, sharyan, then you know that they're mutter. Because if the bird lays more eggs, then you know that it's not a treifa. Right? That's the shita that holds that a treifa would not be yoledes. A treifa would not lay any eggs. V'ilo asiran. If the bird lays no more eggs, then you know that those eggs are eggs of a treifa, and they are aser. Say, Ravashi la meimar. Ravashi asks on a meimar, how could you say that a tarnagolas treifa is unable to create eggs? We had the Mishnah Tamura, we had the machlokas for Blazar and the Chamim, where Blazar holds that a vlad treifa is aser, the Chamim holds that a vlad treifa is mutter, and the Brisa had said, umodim, that everyone agrees, be beitzas treifa shasura, mimbreisha godlo be iser, that a beitzas treifa is aser, because the egg grew be iser, sa amalei, hasam be dishich lakama. No, that's talking about the eggs that were already in the bird at the time that it became a treifa. Well, then came gadla, gamra mi bayilei. No, but if that were the case, then the word is the wrong word. It shouldn't have said gadla be iser. It should have said that those eggs are gamra be iser. So tani gamra, says Marina Chanami. You just say the word gamra instead of gadla, and that should fix it. Now the Gemara asks, but wait a second, according to Amemar, that a treifa is eni yoledes, and therefore there's no machlokas whether the vlad of a treifa is aser based on zevzagorim, because there's no metzius, there's no such thing as a treifa becoming pregnant from a zachar, elahad etnan. So what do you do with the Mishnah that tells us, vlad de treifa, Rabbi Lozer Amar lo yikrav l'gabim mizbech, Rabbi Shua Amar yikrav, machlokas Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shua, whether you can bring it on the mizbech, b'may kamifugi, what's that machlokas about? Kishe ibra, it has to be a case where the animal was pregnant before it became a treifa. Because again, we're working with the assumption that an animal cannot become pregnant once it's already a treifa. So Rav Lazar suffered ubar yarchimahu. Rav Lazar holds the fetus is like a limb of the mother, and if the mother's a treifa, the fetus is a treifa. Rav Yeshua suffered ubar lav yarchimahu. And Rav Yeshua holds that no, the fetus is not a limb of the mother. Ihachi, but if that's the case, ademiflugi legavoa, lifugul lehedyot. Instead of Rav Lazar and Rav Yeshua arguing whether you could bring it on the Mizbeach, let them argue whether you could eat it at all, whether it's kosher or not. Says more l'diachol kochad Rabbi Yeshua. No, we wanted to highlight how strongly Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's mutter, that you could even bring it on the Mizbeach. Why don't they have the machlokas with regard to whether a regular person can eat it to highlight just how seriously Rabbi Lezer holds that it's asr? Again, we go with koch teterah. That's what we would prefer to highlight, the koch teterah rather than the koch teisura. So says Gemara, when the Brisa goes on to say, umodim vadai, that Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua are both moda, bebeitzas treifa sha'asura, that a beitzas treifa is asr, bedishichala kama, that has to be talking about the eggs that were already in the mother at the time that it became a treifa, because remember, there are no eggs that come afterwards. Well, my taima, what's the reason that that Rabbi Yeshua would agree that those beitzim are aser? Again, Rabbi Yeshua is the one that said that the fetus inside of a treifa is kosher. So why would he hold that the beitza inside of a treifa bird is aser? Says Mark Goofy. A beitza is different than a fetus. A beitza is completely connected to the mother and is considered a piece of the mother. But an uber is not completely connected to the guf ha-behema. It's not considered to be yerech imo. So a beitza is yerech imo, but an uber, in Rabbi Shua's view, is not yerech imo. V'hil chasa, the Gemara says, in as far as just knowing whether an animal is a trefa or not, so if you're not sure, bizachar kol shnei masar chodesh. If you have a male animal, if it survives 12 months after the incident that you think might have made it a trefa, it's not a trefa. B'nekeva kol she'ini yoledes. A female animal, see if it gives birth. If it's able to have offspring after the incident that you think made it a trefa, then it should be perfectly fine. It is not a trefa. Period. Amar Rav Huna, kol beria she'ein bo etzem, eino miskayim shnei masar chodesh. So Rav Huna had said, this is not a mission, it's Rav Huna had said, that any creation that doesn't have a bone in it, any creature rather, that doesn't have a bone in it, is not going to be able to survive for 12 months. And we're going to see what the nafkamina is in this sugya. Now, so says the Gemara, in order to understand the Nafkamina, it's important to understand the Isser of Achilas Shratzim. There's an Isser in the Torah, V'zelechem atame basheretz hashoretz ala aretz, that a sheretz hashoretz ala aretz, a worm, a bug, something that's a creepy crawly that crawls on the ground, is usher to eat. However, it's only if it's shoretz ala aretz. Let's say a worm grew or developed inside of a pre that's already been detached from the tree. That is not a sheretz hashoretz ala aretz, that's technically kosher. It's only if it grew in a pre that was still attached to the tree, that's a sheretz hashoretz ala aretz, because that's still considered ala aretz. So says Gemara, Amrav Papa, Shmamina mid Rav Huna, we see from Rav Huna's statement that any boneless creature can't survive for 12 months, that Hada Amar Shmuel, Kishus she'itliya bi'ibeha. If you have kishus, some type of vegetable that became wormy while it was still attached to the ground, asura. So it's going to be asur. That worm is going to be asur because it's considered to be a sharet hasharet ala aretz. But if that worm developed after the vegetable that it's in was already talush min hakarka, it's not a sharet hasharet ala aretz, and it would therefore be mutter. So let's say, yeah, you take an apple and you find a worm in the apple. I don't know when that worm came into the apple. Did it come into the apple? Did it develop, grow in the apple while it was still attached to the ground, or only later on? So sahani tamari dekada. So the Gemara doesn't give an example of an apple. It gives an example of a date. We always use examples of apples because that's the fruit we're most used to. But they ate a lot more dates than they did apples. So they didn't have tapuchim in Eretz Yisrael in the Middle East. They had when they said tachas ha-tapuach, that meant citrus fruits. Citrus fruits they had plenty of, and dates they had plenty of. They didn't have apples. So hani tamri tekada. If you have these dates that became wormy in the jug, and you don't know whether they became wormy when they were still mechuber to the eitz, and they're therefore sharetz hasharetz ala aretz, or they only became wormy when they were in the jug, in which case they're totally mutter, lebasar treser yarchishata sharyan. If you find those worms more than 12 months after the fruit has been detached from the tree, you know that they're mutter, because it can't survive for 12 months. So it wouldn't still be there after 12 months. So you know that those were notzar afterwards. Amar Rav, les baka bar yoma. There's no gnat that's even one day old, because it simply would not survive for that long. Veles didva bashata. And there is no fly that is 1 year old, because it doesn't live for a full year. Amar Rav Papa Abaye, are you sure about that? Va'amri inshi, don't people always tell us that Shev Shni Imra Biksa Mibaka, for 7 years the wife of the gnat got angry at her husband because Da Amrle Chazise Labar Machuza De Sacha B'Maya V'Sala Kri Ichrach B'Sadinen V'Isvasale Matzus Minei, that she says to her husband, I saw this Ben Machuza who bathed. Ben Machuza were a very fat people, so he bathed in the water and he came up and he wrapped himself in the towel, and I saw you sitting and sucking all of his blood out like a mosquito. Mrs. Mosquito says to Mr. Mosquito, I saw you enjoying the luscious Ben Machuza after he came out of the water, v'lo adatali, and you didn't invite me for the feast. So the Bnei Machuza are so robust and whatever. So the wife of the mosquito, of the gnat, gets all upset. But if you say that it can't live for even one day, How could you say that she rebels against her husband for 7 years for not inviting her to the feast? So Amalei, so Abai says to Rav Papa, how seriously do you take these mashalim? Meaning, how literally do you take them? Well, Taimeich, you know, if you're going to take every mashal so literally, Hadamri Inshi, you know, there's another expression, Shitin Mani Parzala Talule Labaka Bukornase, that there's 60 mana of iron that the mosquito has in its stinger, in its biter. So is that true? The whole thing doesn't weigh. Mi'ika Igufe Kamahavi. How much does the mosquito weigh? It doesn't weigh anything. It doesn't have 60 mana of barzel. Ella b'mani didu. It means if you were to scale, you know, from what we would consider 60 mana to something the size of a mosquito, what would be 60 mana to him? So speaking in relative terms, so akhanami b'shnei didu. We say that the female mosquito or gnat, you know, has a problem with her husband for 7 years. It means in gnat years. And gnat year is like a minute. You know, it's much shorter amount of time. That's all it is, but you can't take those mashalim so literally. Now, this Gemara surprisingly is the basis for a major shita in halacha, because we said that Rav Huna had said that any creature that doesn't have a bone can't live for 12 months. So we said that any tolaim that are there for 12 months, there's no isra to eat them, because you know that they don't have a bone and they're not miskayim, they wouldn't be miskayim. And therefore, if fruits have such tolaim, it must be that those tolaim came after they were already detached from the ground, and you could eat them without any bedika, because any beria that doesn't have an etzem is not miskayim for yud beis chodesh. If it's not a sharetz, a sharetz ala aretz. The Rashba writes in a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simen Pei. He was asked about something that had little bugs that fell into it, where you're not able to pull out all of the bugs, and then 12 months passed. And he said that it's going to be mutter, because when we say kol davar she'en bo etzem is eino miskayim shnei masor chodesh, it means it's eino miskayim, says the Rashba, lo chai v'lo meis. It's not even going to be miskayim meis. And it doesn't have a din of a sheretz that's asr ba'achila. So whatever was there from before, 12 months later, it's like it's nothing, even though it's still physically there. Based on that, Tshuvas HaRashba comes along the Chacham Tzvi in Simen Ayin He, in the Simen Pei, in his Tshuvas, and he says, even though a Baal Chai is right in front of you, and you see it, nevertheless, it has a din of afar if it was around for Yud Beis Chodesh. And therefore, it's gufo uma masho is mutter ba'achila. 12 months later, non-kosher food becomes mutter ba'achila. Everything is miskalkel after Yud Beis Chodesh and becomes like a din of afar, and any isra that it had is pakaminei, just goes away from it. And therefore, says the Chacham Tzvi, and this is where it's most widely used, a kedera shel barzel that you cooked chametz in. 2 years ago, you once cooked chametz in this kedera, and now you cooked something on Pesach in that kedera. Can you eat it, says the Chacham Tzvi? Of course you can eat it. Why of course you can eat it? Whatever chametz was in there, it's more than 12 months old. Whatever's more than 12 months old doesn't exist. And he says, my raya is a basic svara. Let's say you go to one of these archaeological digs in Israel, you know, they have like dig for a day. So you go and you find a kli cheres. You find a pot. It hasn't been uncovered in 800 years, this pot. So you're going to tell me if you cook food in there, it's not going to be kosher because it had isura bala? Nah, come on, those blios are long gone. Yeah, and he says, just svara. Others would tell you, no, I would tell you that it's asr, right? But the Rashba said, the Chacham Tzvi rather says, can't be. Whatever isr was there goes away entirely. So obviously many posts can disagree with this Chacham Tzvi, but Rav Moshe at least uses it as a sniff lahakel. Rav Moshe doesn't paskin like the Chacham Tzvi. He doesn't say you could take, you know, grandma was not religious and she had dishes and no one's used them in 12 months, so you could just use the dishes just like that. But Rav Moshe is willing to be making with a sniff lahakel, because there is a shita in poskim that Hagala Gimel Pa'amim could work on a Kli Cheres. This is a Shita Hagala works on a Kli Cheres, and this is a Shita that Hagala Gimel Pa'amim works on a Kli Cheres. So says Rav Moshe that maybe if it's a Hefsid Merubah, you have your Yarshim grandma's dishes, and they're very, very expensive, and you do Hagala Gimel Pa'amim on each dish, you do Hagala three times each, so you can be Mitztarif, the possibility that Hagala Gimel Pa'amim works with the possibility of the Chacham Tzvi, that whatever blios were there are long gone, and Hefsid Merubah, and you could be Makil based on that. That's Rav Moshe's willingness to at least use it as a snif lahakel, unlike the other famous Chacham Tzvi about one day of Yantif for Bnei Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Moshe never even uses that as a snif lahakel. He doesn't even take it into consideration. But this one he takes into consideration as a potential snif lahakel. Okay, now the Gemara discusses an Eivir Miyusar of a Behema. What if a Behema has an extra limb? So Tanan Hasam is a Mishnah Maseches Bechoros. Behema Balas Chamesh Raglayim O She'im La'ela Shalosh. Let's say an animal has five legs or only has three legs. Harezemum. Either way, it's a balmum. It's possible to bring as a carbon. That's only if the extra or missing leg is in the front of its body. But if it's in the hind quarters of the body, trefanami havya, then it would be a trefa as well. It wouldn't only be a balmum, but an extra back leg or an extra or a missing back leg would actually make it a trefa. A regular person wouldn't be allowed to eat it. My taima kol yeser kenotul dami. Anything that's extra is considered like it's not there. So having three hind legs is like having one hind leg, and that would trefa up the animal. Hayichivasa. There was an animal that had two stomachs that were called Sanya Dibi. Aitua l'Ravina, they brought it to Ravina v'tarfe. He said it's treif, mid-Ravuna, based on Ravuna, that if something has an extra limb, it's as if it's missing that limb, so it's as if this animal is missing this stomach. V'yishavchal na'adati, if the two me'ayim pour one into the other, and they function like a single aver, then ksheva. Then they're considered kasher, because then it's considered a single stomach, it's not considered to have the extra stomach. Hayid guvsa dava nafka mibe kasi luhuvlila. There was a certain piece of flesh that would go out of the base hakosos to the masas, different stomachs of the animal. Sav Ravashi the mitzvah. So Ravashi wanted to say that that's treif, because it's like an extra stomach. Amle Ravuna mar barchia l'Ravashi. So Ravuna mar barchia said to Ravashi, no, kol ani chivi bar yasa hachiyislehu. You should know that all the behemoths that are going out and grazing in this area have this condition. So don't tell me that it's a treif. It's actually quite normal in our parts. There was also a piece of flesh that was passing between the Beis HaKosos and the Keres, between two other stomachs of the animal, and L'chora, it's a trefa because it's got an extra stomach. Savar Mabar Ravashi L'Achshura, but Mabar Ravashi was going to be Machshura based on the previous conversation, that apparently there are all these grazing animals that have this extra stomach. Amli Rav Hashaya, Atu Kulu B'chad Machita Machtinu. Right, you think wherever the extra stomach is, it's just all going to be considered normal. Wherever I tell you this is a common thing, then it's a common thing. Where it's not a common thing, though, then it's not common. Then it's considered that a yeser kenatal, and it's a problem. The chief butcher of Tzipuri was made b'fnei Rebbe. That if two b'nei me'ayim come out of the behema as one, that it's going to be considered a trefa. Normally from the keva, there's one b'nei me'ayim at the top of the keva. This behema, from the keva, two b'nei me'ayim, which surrounds the chelev that's mutar b'achila, the chelev called kanta, comes out from the top of the keva, and one in the middle of the keva. So that animal's a trefa because it has an extra b'nei me'ayim. U'kenegd them ba'ov k'sheva, but by an ov it would be kasher. Ba'med var mamurim sheyotzim b'shnei mekamos. That's only if it comes out in two different parts of the keva. Avol yotzim makom echad, but if it comes out one right next to the other, the kolon ad ka'etzba, and then they are joined together to the point of a width of an etzba, ksheva. Upligi v'ravami v'ravasi. What does that mean, the kolon ad ka'etzba, that it's kasher? Chadam ruhuda hadri v'arvi. That's one of them says that's only when the me'ayim joins together within the width of an etzba from the place that it comes from. V'chadam rafgav delo hadri v'arvi. Even if they don't rejoin together. So bishlam l'mand yam ruhuda hadri v'arvi. If you say that it's dafka, if they go and they join back together, hainu d'ktani ad ka'etzba. I understand then what the phrase ad ka'etzba means. But if you say that even if they don't come back and mix together, my ad ka'etzba, what do you mean that it's called an ad ka'etzba? So it says Gemara, it means ad ka'etzba milamata. It means close to where the animal excretes it's excrement, it's ad ka'etzba, so that the excrement comes out from one place. But if the chibur is merchak of less than an etzba from the yitzias harei, then the behemah is going to be a treifa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nitla notza psula. Rabbi Yehuda said that if the notza is missing from the bird, then it is possible. Then the animal is a treifa. The bird is a treifa. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Davar Echad. You should know Rabbi Yehuda is totally aligned with the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. Why? Rabbi Yehuda hada Amran. Rabbi Yehuda is what we said, that if the notza is missing from the bird, it's a treifa because the notza keeps the bird warm, protects it from the cold. Without it, it's a treifa. Rabbi Shmuel ditnan. Where do we find Rabbi Shmuel holds a similar thing? Because Rabbi Shmuel Omer hanotza mitzarefes, that the notza is mitzarif to ushir kazayis when it comes to pigle of a chatas ha'of. That if a person does malika of a chatas ha'of, having in mind to eat a kazayis of the notza or of the or of the basar chutz lizmano, it's going to be pigle. Why? Because the notza is considered part of the skin of the animal. It's not just a feather. Amarava dilmalohi. Wait, and that maybe that's got nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe adkam lo kam Rabbi Yehuda hacha elulim in treifa delekem midi d'maginalei. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would say if that bird is missing a notza, it's a treifa because there's nothing to protect it, so it's going to die. But that does not mean that the notza is a piece of skin. Avalinian of fule. But when it comes to pigle of an oaf, karabanan svirle. Maybe it'll hold like the rabbanan that the notza is not actual or of the behemoth; it's just a feather, so it's not subject to pigle. And maybe Rabbi Shmuel only says his special din of anotza when it comes to the din of pigle. But maybe, yeah, it has a din of skin, but maybe it doesn't serve such a great function of protecting the animal, of protecting the bird, and therefore if it's missing it would be a treifa. Maybe it's not a treifa if it's missing, even though it has a din of skin and not a din of a feather of the bird. Okay, Bezrem, we'll pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow. Cool.